Welcome to Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources.
And I'm still trying, I still create relationships off the reservation. We have, culminated a great effort in workforce development into the class, educating our own people to get degrees in oil and gas, working with the Petroleum Council, and getting scholarships for Native Americans to enter into the field. So we've accomplished a lot. Is it over? By no means, it's still a struggle and a sacrifice to really get from point A to point B and where we want to be. But it takes time. It took the Southern Utes, almost 20 years. So, I think if we have that mentality, the long-term vision, and just keep that kind of fire burning, we'll be all right.
David Williams, CEO of Missouri River Resources, just a couple minutes left with him. And how's the reservation doing overall? How's the tribe doing overall? I know that so much opportunity came from $100 oil, $70 oil. Now that it's, $20, $30, $40, $50 kind of hovering around there, are you seeing anybody closing up shops that maybe opened up during the boom? Are you seeing people get creative on how they're doing things? Just kind of how's everybody rebalancing and streamlining maybe midstream partners that you have, or even just your local community? Because oil and gas can create such an economic infrastructure, an ecosystem, that when the oil prices go down, it suffers. It has that ripple. It's like a reverse ripple that goes through there. So with that being said, just kind of an update from, Newtown and the reservation.
Well, again, Jason, I obviously can't speak for everyone, but I can just out of observation, a lot of smaller oil companies, even a few bigger ones, have filed for bankruptcy. So, people with a lot of employees laying a lot of people off, even Halliburton and other large oil companies, but even the smaller ones, depending what that monthly payment is to your debt is very important. But even the businesses, if your hotels are, running short, what do you do? You have to lower your prices now. And so it was a struggle. And if you could just hang in there, I think that was the word for 2016, or the phrase, and as they get up towards $55, $60 a barrel, you can start, as rigs came back, you can see where rigs are actually coming back and people, doing the frack jobs that were, the wells that weren't already fracked. They were drilled but not fracked, the ducks, so to speak. And so we see that type of activity. And so the communities are going, okay, we see some sort of positiveness. We see some sort of movement, knowing that the whole rebalancing thing, it can't stay at $25 a barrel for a long time and everybody's still functioning. But you just make do what you can, and again, I guess I call it survival. And if you're in the business and in it for the long term, you think that way. But if you were in there for the quick fix and going, oh my God, it's $100 a barrel, and I need to do this and I need to do that, and then all of a sudden you find yourself with way too much equipment or supplies and all of that, and then it's just sitting there. That was tough, and maybe you had to sell some assets just to survive. But again, if it gets up to 60, I think you'll see you see that surge back. Read a couple articles, and just be careful. If it gets to 60, then we start driller up again, or really, create a surge. There might be a little rebound effect. Again, I don't have a crystal ball, but who's to say that we oversupply ourselves again? And I don't know. There's going to be a lot depending on
Any final thoughts you might have about just kind of where Missouri River Resources, the direction that you see the company heading?
Well, you know, we're right now, again, it's creating more production. More production means more revenue for the tribe. And, you know, we're the tribal oil company. I mean, by drilling our own oil and investing, we get 100% of those returns. If we decide not to drill and we decide not to, you know, just maybe take the royalty, that's only 18%. So, I mean, who gets the other 82? I guess that's been my argument since when I tried to originally start the company. But, you know, it takes money to make money, so we're very careful on how we spend it and make sure our economics are there. You could punch a hole in the ground, but that doesn't mean you're going to make money if you're, you know, if the oil price and the price of the operation doesn't equal out in the long run. You know, people can drill all they want, but if they're not making money, it doesn't. That's not a good thing for anybody. So, I think in the long run, we do want to, you know, create equity for the tribe, for the people. I've always called this the people's company, and we've got a plan to drill another 125 wells. But if we throw in there, you know, cost per barrel and what it does, what it takes to get it out and what it takes to move it, you know, all of those got to come out to where we're positive cash flow. So, and that's, you know, I got a lot of experts that work for me, and that's, I leave that up to them to determine, you know, where we punch and where we send our oil. So, you know, I there's anything to add, is just hopefully we can create some type of better economics on our transportation. I don't want to truck oil forever, and I don't want to, you know, have it go on the rail system, you know, all over the United States. If we can pipe it, that'd be great. But, you know, there's a lot of situations going on, you know, about pipeline, and I'm not going to comment on those, but, you know, I think if anybody looks at a map, you know, down by the Gulf of Mexico, does a pipeline map all over the United States, I mean, that's the best mode of transportation. And the sad part is when industry neglects that safety issue and overlooks their building of pipelines, then we all suffer, just like anybody in any profession. You know, if you pave roads and you do a bad job of paving and you mixing your asphalt, well, people have to redo that. So I think industry has to step up and, you know, be very responsible, you know. So corporate social responsibility, you know, we've got to take care of what we do as a profession to make sure that people are safe. I don't care if you're on a reservation or off a reservation. You know, if you're going to do something that's going to impact people's lives, don't take it lighthearted. That's what I got to say on that.
To listen to the full-length interview with David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Wind is crying through a crack in the window. No mercy from the dead black sky. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's you and the road in the middle of the night.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
And every drop of water in the world is ice, sharpened in the sickles like silver knives. The lines keep coming where the lanes divide. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's
if you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
I'm gonna unfold my arms. So you got a place to land. Let's all.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.